Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. And I do pray that it is food, even if one sentence touches you each time you listen to this program. May it really help you to bring you closer to God. He longs for us, but he's given us a free will, and we can turn away, which many people do, or we can follow him. God wants us to follow him, that he might lead us safely home to heaven. The saint that is commemorated today is Saint Irenaeus. He was born near Smyrna, Asia Minor. He was an early missionary in Lyon, which is in France. He defended the church against the Gnostic claims of a dualist universe raised by both a good spirit and an evil force responsible for the creation of matter. Against this, Irenaeus proclaimed the Christian God, who holds all things in being and gives being to all creatures. We might say, who holds all things in life and gives life to all creatures. Through his thorough refutation of the Gnostic claims, Irenaeus emerges as the first great church theologian who created systematic theology. And that comes from Pope Benedict XVI. And Saint Irenaeus, he died in the year 202. All right, let's take a look then at the reading from the book of the prophet Amos, chapter 3, 1 to 8, and then chapter 4, 11 to 12. Hear this word, O children of Israel, that the Lord pronounces over you, over the whole family that I brought up from the land of Egypt. You alone have I favored, more than all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your crimes. I was telling him how much he's tried to care for them, and they went about their own ways. And so he says, I will punish you for all your crimes. Do two walk together unless they have agreed? Does a lion roar in the forest when it has no prey? Does a young lion cry out from its den unless it has seized something? Is a bird brought to earth by a snare when there is no lure for it? Does a snare spring up from the ground without catching anything? If the trumpet sounds in the city, will the people not be frightened? If evil befalls the city, has not the Lord caused it? Indeed, the Lord God does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. The lion roars, who will not be afraid? The Lord God speaks, who will not prophesy? I brought upon you such upheaval as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. You were like a brand plucked from the fire. Yet you returned not to me, says the Lord. So now I will deal with you in my own way, O Israel. And since I will deal thus with you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. Think of that, how much God has cared for us. And we say, nah, well, I'll do it my way. And we turn away. I don't mean God's going to give you every instruction, but when you're facing difficulties, always, or challenges of any kind, always go to the Lord first and say, Lord, I'm concerned about this. I'm not sure how to handle it. Please, will you help me? God loves that when you say that kind of thing to him. You'll pick up something you're reading and you'll go, oh, there's my answer. It can happen that way. Doesn't mean you'll hear the voice of God coming down and God sitting in the living room with you. But you will get an idea or someone will say something to you and you say, that's my answer, that's what I needed, it'll come in some way. Please turn to God always. When you have to make serious decisions, always turn to Him, always. Psalm 5 says, lead me in your justice, Lord. Think about that. We get so angry quickly at people. Or there are people we love so much, and then they do something bad that affects us. Sometimes we can take care of those kinds of things, but often not. It separates relationships. What do you do when somebody is angry with you? Lord, lead me in your justice. Lead me in your justice. At dawn I bring my plea expectantly before you. For you, O God, delight not in wickedness. No evil man remains with you. The arrogant may not stand in your sight. You hate all evildoers. You destroy all who speak falsehood. That is, if you don't return, if you have been an evildoer, if you've been speaking falsely to other people, just turn to the Lord and tell Him that you're sorry. If you're Catholic, go to confession. Even if you haven't been in the church in 20 years, go. God wants to help us, but God hates all evildoers. The psalm says, you destroy all who speak falsehood, the bloodthirsty and the deceitful, the Lord abhors. But I, because of your abundant mercy, will enter your house. Are you merciful? How merciful are you? Depends on the age of a child and what you need to do for them. I understand that. But when you're talking to people your age or younger or older, do you treat them with just genuine listening to them? Or you say, no, I can't stay now. Sometimes we can't, but sometimes we need to hear what somebody wants to give us. And if it's gossip, just say, you know, I really don't want to hear gossip. I like you, I love you, I'm going to hear you, but I don't want to hear gossip. All right, the psalm says, in the end, I will worship at your holy temple in fear of you, O Lord. And fear means reverence. Remember that now. I will worship at your holy temple in fear of you, O Lord. And the Alleluia verse before the gospel says, I trust in the Lord. My soul trusts in His word. Do you? How often do you read? How often do you pay attention to what you hear at Mass? Listen, listen. It may be simply one verse that stands out to you. That's all right. Take that. Think about it. Ponder it. Ask God, teach me, show me. Help me. I do that all the time. And He does. He does. And then we have the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 23 to 27. As Jesus got into a boat, His disciples followed Him. Suddenly a violent storm came up on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves. But He was asleep. They came and woke Him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. He said to them, why are you terrified, O you of little faith? Can you imagine what you would have done? We'd have done the same thing they did, because they were just learning who Jesus really was. He gets up, He rebukes the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, what sort of man is this whom even the winds and the sea obey? Do you trust Him that much? I don't think any of us really trust him as much as he should be trusted. Doesn't mean the bad things can't happen to us. Many times that's because he wants to turn our life around. But sometimes it's because God wants to show us something while we're recuperating and we're going so fast and moving so fast we can't hear. There are all kinds of ways and reasons why God allows or ordains what he wants to have happen. But just come to him and say, Lord, what do I do here? What do you want of me? Help me. Say that to him every day because he will hear you. He hears you in every way. I don't know if he hears these programs. Probably it would be good if he could come down and take over here and do these programs. I love doing them. But I know that God's word is so rich, you could read once, as I've done, read the Bible from the very beginning to the very end, Old Testament, New Testament. Now I'm going back and reading again from the beginning to the end. It gives you more of an overview. And sometimes you want to pay attention to one passage or not. Good, just mark them and keep reading. Then you'll know the passages to pay attention to when you do that. You can take a chapter at a time. You don't have to read the whole Bible in one day. I don't think you could. But read it from beginning, Old Testament, to the end of the New Testament, slowly. Even one chapter a day. And ask God, please help me to understand what you're doing. Please teach me. And what you don't understand, my goodness, ask sisters. You may know some sisters. Ask your pastor, first of all. Turn to him. Turn to any priest, any religious. And if they don't know the answer, they know how to find the answer. Because there are some things in Scripture that you need a little background for. But listen to him. Listen to him. Because he loves you. You know what the Word of God has become for me? I read it every day. Sometimes I can read longer. Sometimes it's shorter. Sometimes it's just a paragraph. But I read it every day, and I get the overall picture. And that's very good to do when you can. But if you can't, just take one sentence that you don't quite understand, and then go back and read that passage. Hold on to it, and little by little, you'll begin to understand. Read the footnotes. There are books that explain the scriptures. Read them, because the word, as I've told you, is living and active. Remember that, because we don't believe that. We don't. It changes your life. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.